Today is March 5th in the third week of Lent. Thanks for praying with us today. Before we turn to our gospel, we look first at forgiveness. Lewis Smedes was a well-known Christian, author of several books on forgiveness. In his writings, he shares that we forgive because we want to be healed. He identifies three ways to help us. 1. Instead of totally identifying the person with whatever they did to hurt me, I begin to see them as a person like me, imperfect, but a child of God. 2. I give up my right to get even. Vengeful thoughts don't make the other person suffer. They hurt me. So I just plain let go of those kinds of thoughts. 3. I stand next to the Lord and together with Him look at the other person. For sure, Jesus wants good things to happen to them. So, with the Lord's help and with some struggle, I begin to look at the other person the way the Lord does. Take 10 seconds and ask the Holy Spirit to bring to mind someone you might find hard to forgive. Now you understand why these three stages can't be accomplished in one sitting or in one day. It might take the rest of Lent. We turn now to our gospel. The men who held Jesus in custody were ridiculing and beating him. They blindfolded him and questioned him, saying, "Prophecy, who is it that struck you?" And they reviled him in saying many other things against him. Luke chapter 22, verses 63 to 65. There's a child's game that originated in ancient Greece and has been played around the world for over 2,000 years. A player is blindfolded, spun around, and others touch or call out while the blinded person tries to grab or identify the taunter. If caught, a person has to take the blind man's place. But many of us know this game as blind man's bluff. Jesus has been hailed as a prophet, and the men holding him in the courtyard were having a great time with this. Could this great prophet do what even a child could do? Here, let me hit you a good one and see if you can guess who it is. He was at their mercy, and they knew it. There is irony here. Jesus had correctly prophesied the betrayal of Judas, the flight of the disciples, and the denials of Peter. 4 chapters earlier in Luke, he had prophesied that he would be mocked and insulted. The guards ridiculing him as a prophet are now fulfilling this prophecy. Luke presents Jesus as a model for all Christians. Through it all, Jesus says not a word in retaliation. Perhaps some of my Lenten fasting could be from the snide remarks I sling now and then. On this, the 21st day of Lent, 2024, may I use my tongue to lift up, not tear down, for good, not for evil. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.